So we're going to study Sfas Emes from 2 years. We'll see how the two pieces can be blended, so to speak, one into the other. First, from Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel, on page 215 in these editions of the Sfas Emes. On the left side, on the right side of the page, Leil Gimel. Timu Kol HaShimonim. So what we are aiming to do, learning Sfas Emes, is to see what the personal kavanos and thoughts we should have through which we can, each of us, grow via Hanukkah and via Hadlakas Neiros. And like Chazal say, to sit and look at the Neiros. And now we hopefully will have some sense of what we gain from Hanukkah, and how to gain what we must gain from Hanukkah. Timu Kol HaShemani. That the Greeks sullied all of the Shemanim that were in the Heichal. Af Shenishar Pach Echad. But that there was one small cruse of oil that was still tar. Im hoye nignas bekarka asi shapir de la hoye behechel. The Tosfos Masech Shabbos suggests that if it timu kol hashmonim asher behechel, but this was inaccessible to them, buried somewhere, and amazingly discovered. Achay nira shezeh be'emes hanes. He says, that's the first miracle. Af shetimu kol hashmonim, although they had sullied and had been metama all of the shmonim for the Beis Hamikdash's purposes, for the menorah's purpose, nishar pach zeh, the fact that there was one pach shemen that was yet tahor. And then ve'oisai pach shahaya b'neis, the fact that that was left and was still able to be accessed and found, that led to yet another miracle. And that was that it ceased to be oil in the normal way, oil that could burn only one night, and it became oil very different. V'yotza min hagesha. It no longer has the typical gashmius of oil, and the properties of oil left that oil. It was no longer going to burn like oil burns. It was no longer of the same substance as oil. That's what a nace is. The concept of a nace is that it ceases to be of the physical world. It starts to have spiritual koich, spiritual powers. It's of a metaphysical world. It's of a world of Elohim, a world of a Kaddish Baruch, where the boundaries of nature are not bounds. They're not boundaries. In that realm, there are no boundaries. V'asi shapir shoya hanes b'leil achad means that the first night, the very fact that they had oil was already a miracle. Gamke. That's the famous Beis Yosef's question, that if they had enough oil for one night, so then why are we celebrating 8 nights? They had one night, we should only celebrate 7 nights. The one answer is the fact that they had that oil at all. And he says, Shenoida shehoyel amafreya neis b'pach hazeh. Once the miracle of the Shemen was that after the first night there was still enough to yet burn more, they realized this was not Shemen of a normal kind. The very fact that they had even found it, the fact that it had survived all the tumma of Yavam, means that it was inherently Shemen of an unnatural kind, before even burning it, before the hadlak, The very fact that this shemen existed, that shemen tahor existed, was a nes. And then that shemen, of course, as he says, it had in it a whole different quality. But this was recognizable to them after the first night. That's what he means. Okay.
So is he saying the fact that it wasn't really shemen, and it could be a different consistency?
Shemen, no shemen that we in this world know of, in that small amount, could burn more than one night. That's it. That amount of shemen, the Gemara tells us exactly how much was needed for the long nights of the winter, for the long nights of Tevis. And that amount of oil that they had was enough for one night. And it was recognizable to them, therefore, this was no ordinary oil. And then they realized the very fact that the oil had been found, that it had existed and had not become tame, that the Yevanim had not reached with their terrible, awful tumah to every bit of oil. The very fact that that oil was nishar pachzeh, as he says, that was already a nes.
Was it consumed at all? In other words, could it gone on?
It could be that each night a little bit of it. It could be that each night a little fraction of it was burnt off, but it lasted. That's another answer to the question. The very fact that in the first night it only burnt in such a slow way to the point where an eighth of it burnt no more was already reflection of Negus, which means that it happened eight nights of miracle. But what he's saying is the very fact that there had been a Pach Shemen that had not been touched by the Yevanim. Tosfos discusses Tumas Hesed that if they just had moved it, even a closed jar, it would be subject to Tumas.
I thought they were going to have Tumas. I thought only the Jews
had Tumas. Tumas Hesed by Azov. Was the question is whether it had yet been instituted. Now he says, "Adoni Meiri v'Zikni Zal Chadush Yerim said Shepach Ze, the fact that they found oil at all, Shepach Ze Remez Shelo Oilom Nishar Nekuda BiYisrael, there always remains a little bit of a yid, a pintle of yid, we used to call it." A dot, a small spot in Klal Yisrael, and in every individual Yid, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megin Aleho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects that Nekuda B'Yisrael, and its Tahara, and its Kedusha. Shelo Yesham Maga Nochri. There is not at all any influence of a foreign kind, any influence, any adulteration of the character and quality of Kedushas Yisrael. There is a place in Klal Yisrael, and he means, as he's going to explain, in every Yid, there is this quote unquote pintle Yid. And that's what that Pach Shemen represents. That in spite of the terrible, awful influences of Yavan, and they were metame, kol hashemanim, no. There is this Pach Shemen, the Nekuda, that's protected. Va'al zeh nemar, this is the Pasuk, the promise to Avraham Avinu, Anochi Magen Loch. Al Zeh Nemar, for this reason, we say the bracha every day, three times a day, Magen Avraham. And then, this Chaysomai Shel Kohen Gadol. This is a remez indeed to Avraham Avinu, because the Medrash Rabbah says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Avraham Kohen Gadol Hoya. Precious Rabbah, Simon Menvav, Avram was a Kohen Gadol of a kind. Shenemar, Pasukim Tehillim, Kufyud, Nishba Hashem v'lo yinochem, Ato Kohen la'olam, Al Divrasi Malki Tzedek. So whether it means Malki Tzedek or Malki is just the Yud, is added to Melech Tzedek because Avram was the Melech Tzedek, or is it indeed referring to the fact that he was like Malki Tzedek, a Kohen, but he had, Rabbi Shmuel says, the character, the quality of a kain gadol. And similarly, Chazal Adarish in the Pasuk in Yeshua, Adam HaGadol Ba'anokim, as referring to Avram Avinu. V'gam gen k'nizke la'er, rak shenekudu zu tzricha chipus, al yidei she'adam ma'amin, she'esh b'chol dover nekudu genuzo. You have to believe that there is this concept, that every yid indeed has in him, in her, something that protects them, something that's pure, in spite of the fact that so many of our Yidden are so far away, and in spite of the fact that we also could sometimes, Chalila, could be so far off the right path, maybe in particular individual ways, and I don't know if we could talk about people who are coming to shul 3 times a day, and you could say that they're off the derech, Chalila. But there are challenges that are not perfectly met. There are challenges that are not so perfectly risen up to, that we all have. Challenges that involve in Adam Lachavera, challenges that involve in Adam Lamok, challenges in what deep in our hearts do we feel, where is our Amuna or our Bitachin? And in those moments, we have to reach deep into ourselves and find, like they found, that Pach Shemen. And that's what Magen Avraham means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, you're not just going to have a nation, but there's a nation that's going to have you in them, and your aspect, that character of Avraham Avinu, will be protected within them. Just as you have struggled to bring people to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people who will come from you, your descendants, will have the ability to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. There'll be something within them that will be protected. It has to be reached, it has to be accessed, and here the Sfasema says it has to be searched for. It needs chipus. Al yideisha adam ma'amin sheyesh b'chol davar nekuda genuza v'chayfes b'chol kaychay. And you look hard and you really search hard. Nimtzeis lo. Like the Gemara says, yigata matzasa ta'amin. It's very, very hard. Everyone has their personal challenges of all different kinds. And many of them relate to mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, of all different kinds. And we have to know that deep inside there is that beautiful, pure neshama that's capable of meeting whatever challenge it might be and rising up to it with shining light and imperfection, like the light of the menorah, no less. B'chein kasuf. That's why it says in the Gemara, Badku. It doesn't just say they found it. Badku. They searched. Badku, the Gemara says. Badku v'lo matzu rak pach echad. Michlal, shetzvich achipus. Which means you gotta search. So when we look at a menorah, we're looking at something that's so pure and so perfect. And we have to say there's that spot, there's that purity, there's that perfection. It's in me. It's in my situation. It's in my life. It's in my world. And yes, it could be that it means that I am capable of much better. And it means that I deserve to find it within my possibilities of being better, of davening better, of learning more intensely, and more lishmo, of having greater dveikas in the Bairi Olam. But it needs chipus. It needs to be looked for. It needs to be searched for.
But what's the relationship between the protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows towards this Nekuda, and our obligation to search within ourselves for it?
It's there. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, it's there. However, a person can't just say, look, I'm okay, even though I'm looking at myself in the mirror, so to speak, and see that a lot of my actions or my inactions are not so okay. But I'm okay because, after all, there's this Kedusha that's protected within me. That's not accessing it. That's not just a poor excuse. It's not being actualized. It's a potential that has to be actualized. It's a potential that has to be found and actualized. That means a person has to think deeply. into himself. A person has to look at the menorah and look at the or and say the or Torah burns. And it doesn't just burn outside, and I'm not only showing it, but it really is a light that is shining from within me. And it has to illuminate every aspect of my neshama, meaning then from there where my neshama glows, I should be able to do mitzvahs in a brighter way. I should shine forth more beautifully in how I live my life. But I have to look for it. I have to find it. I have to think about it. That's what the Neiros Chanukah are about. Shemeirin, they shed light on the fact, Shenuchal Limtzoi Nekuta HaGenuza, you can find that, so to speak, that beautiful, holy, pure place in yourself. Ki kamoi kein bagolus ze nimtza nekuda genuza. In this galus, in the awful situations that Klal Yisrael can be in, and with all of the imperfections of our societies here and in Chutz La'aretz, with all the imperfections of our matzavim in the communities here and in communities and in families here and in Chutz La'aretz, but there is that purity. There are aspects shalei nitmeis that are not sullied, that are not tamei chalila. V'chein benefesh kol ish Yisrael, in the nefesh of every yid, yesh nekuda nishmas elaka mima'al. Neshama shenasata b'tahoira. Here we have to say that in the morning. We say it when I know I say it when I'm still more asleep than not. You think about it. Lakai neshama shenasata b'tahoira ata barosa ata yitzata ata nafachta. Ata mishamru bekirbi. This is in the gather of ata mishamru bekirbi. That it's protected. There's this nekuda of tahara that's protected. Now I have to let it ignite the rest of my life, and let it be the light that drives by. That light, I should be doing everything. I should be thinking about myself in terms of lakai neshama shenasata bi. And then he goes on and says, v'hamitzvos. Heim neiros, right? Ner mitzvah v'torah or. Every time you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's a ner. It's a light. Shenuchal limtzei nekuda hanizkeh le'el. By which you can find that kind of purity. Which means when a person does a mitzvah, and he does a mitzvah with a thought, and with a kavana, they can think about why I'm doing this mitzvah, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do this mitzvah, and how I can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via this mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, a person should be thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not so easy because we have limited space in the moment for what am I thinking about? And what I'm thinking about is how to do it correctly, and how to do it maybe with diktuk mitzvahs, and how to do it, you know, with the right shir, and how to do it in the right way, how to say the bracha correctly, and how to say it over la'asiyasi, and then be mekayem the mitzvah, you know, correctly, and don't light the first candle until I finish the bracha. Then start, and on, just whatever it is. And then, but so my father, Lev Shalom, used to say Haneris Halalu immediately after he lit the first candle. He used to say while he lit the following candles of Mahadran. But then you're able to start to think about what am I doing? Why am I doing it? And then you start to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your mitzvah, whatever mitzvah it is, becomes a ner by which light you can see yourself and understand yourself in Hashem's world and understand what Hashem wants of me, and therefore, who am I? Because who am I? I am what Hashem wants of me. I am a person who does mitzvahs. I'm an Eved Hashem. So how I do those mitzvahs will define who I am. By the light of that mitzvah, then, I come to know myself. Let's look at the next piece. Adoni Ovi Zikni. This is from Leil Vav of Tav Reish Lamed Gimel, which was 1872. In the autumn of 1872. Adoni Ovi Zikni Meir Verebi Zal Higid B'Shem Rabbi Seinu Zochen Levracha Perish HaGemara. The Gemara says psilois ushmanim, that the kind of wick or oil that's not so good, it doesn't burn well, she'ein madlikin b'shabbos, therefore you're not allowed to light them for Neiris Shabbos, you need to use better oil, better wicks. They're kosher for Chanukah, madlikin b'chanukah. What's that, a remez? To asher af hanefashos she'ein lehem aliyah b'shabbos. There are nefashos that in Shabbos they don't feel, they don't rise up, they're somehow, they're not ignited. But those nefashos are yecholin la'alos b'chanukah. They're able to rise up in Chanukah. You're able to ignite some people who are not into and are not able to fully even kayim Shabbos yet. They don't know how, or they're not yet understanding of the imperative of Shabbos, but they can be reached, and they might have a certain aliyah through what they do and how they live on Chanukah. Yecholin la'alos b'Chanukah. V'nefesh, nutrikon, nefesh is an acronym, ner psila shemen. Upsilois hapsulin, where the Gemara says, sh'or misachseches bahen, the light sputters. Rashi says, nidoch v'koyfeitz, that it doesn't burn evenly, where it's therefore not kosher on Shabbos. You might try to work it and make it, improve it on Shabbos, so it's also to be madlik neiros Shabbos with such psilois. You might not be able to have in the depths of your heart this energy, meaning the activation of a relationship meaningfully between myself and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but on Chanukah it will somehow succeed. Because, as he said before, there is something inside every Yisrael, Ish Yisrael and Ishes Yisrael, She'ein Shom Maga Nochri. That's what we said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created us, Yidden, with something that remains inside each of us. It might take a long time, or it might take a lot of work to find it, but it's deep inside us, it's there. Where we are a pure yid, rachitzarach liyos, shenekuduzut ispashit b'chol ha'adam. But it's necessary that we should find it, and that it should influence us, that it should spread to our whole personality, into everything that we are, and in every way in which we live. You can't just say, okay, it's nice and kudule inside of me, that's good and pure, but do something with that. Recognize it, feel it, think about it, and now say that, so therefore I can and must do more, be better, be a nicer person, be a softer person. Ben Adam Lamokim, Ben Adam Lachavere, has to be warmer, has to be more ignited. I have to take that light and ignite more passion in how I do mitzvahs, in how I am a kaim kibud avaim, in how I show covered habrius first to my spouse, of course, to everyone around me, and so on and so forth. V'adidei halel v'hoidoh. Now, if you appreciate that you have this nekuda, if you appreciate the aura of Chanukah, that there's such a kedusha in Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have a light inside of you, and therefore, when you want to light my menorah, I'm going to make it possible for you, al yidei nes. Because you have such light inside of you, and I protect that light within you. So, if you want to think about it, the good time to think about it is when you say, Alanisim in Shmona Esrei, and Hallel every morning. And that's what he means when he says, Al Yedei Hallel V'Hoido, meaning when we think about Chanukah, and then we are Mahallel and we're Maiden, as we say Alanisim and as we say Hallel. Yecholin Lahachnis Nekud Ezu B'Chol HaNefesh. Able to bring in this nekuda and spread it out to our whole being, to our entire life force, if you will, to our whole nefesh. V'hu al yidei zeh shesameach adam. I'll read the rest of it to you. You don't have it. I'll read it to you. It happens through having simcha about the fact that you have this nekuda. Shesameach adam b'nekuda zu. You have to appreciate that you have this nekuda. You have to be not just proud. You have to have more than pride. You have to have a sense of identity. This holiness is in me. The light that burns in that menorah that I just lit, that's an aura that represents the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And that kedusha in Klal Yisrael is a light that is in me too. Elokai neshamah shenesatabi tahirehi. You have to be sameach. You have to be happy about it. You have to have a sense of simcha for it. And then you nice in haydo. You give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al shezocha lihiyos b'chlal Yisrael. Al yidei zeh hacheshek, through this kind of cheshek, meaning through this kind of affection for the fact and appreciation of the fact that I have this magen avraham is mekuyim in me, yochol laharchiv hanakudah. You can now spread it to more areas of one's life, one's personality. Now on the other side, again, yes.
The nissim which took place at Hanukkah.
Of course, naturally.
But how do you flip it over to?
Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu did it to us, for us. Why did he do those nissim? He did those nissim for us because there were within us reasons for Hashem to say, I'll do it for them. They are my holy people. They will know and understand what this light means, because this light still does burn within them. Within them, like Hashem Baruch Hu says, just like it's within them, I'm going to make it burn in my menorah for their sake as well. He means, of course, it's, you know, derech remez, the halal and the haidah is about what Hashem Yisborach did, but it's about who he did it for. He did it for me. And who am I? And what am I? Now, we'll conclude soon. And the reverse side, from Shnas Tov Reish Mem Vav.
What could be a realize it? Into it,
it
would be here today.
Right.
It's a very deep thing.
Right. Yes.
The verge of collapse.
They were. They really were. But he's going to talk about this in a minute. Let's see what he says. And again, here he's talking about halal and haidah. He says, "Ushnei achilukim halal v'haidah nira ki heim bechinas tzadik ubal tshuva ki bevade hayu anoshim tzadikim shebitlu hagzeirois kashoy shesavlu." Excuse me, shesavlu hagzeirois kashoyis meharishayim hayivanim. There were tzadikim who were not moved at all by the terrible gzeiros, who were meisen nefesh, and who were with the Yidden, and who were with the chashmonayim. V'hema samchu me'oid v'yeshuazu. Right away. Aval ha'anashim shelo hoyu yuchelen ligvar b'nisyay nois ke'elu. How about the masses, even some who became misyavnim, yidden who couldn't and weren't able to meet the challenges of the yavanim, and they weren't there fighting with the chashmonoim. Shelo hoyu yuchelen ligvar b'nisyay nois ke'elu. V'nishkach mehem derech hatoiv. And you could forget about them. They were not part of the effort. They had forgotten the right way and the right path. Mikol makom, achakach kishnizbatlu harishayim, v'nisroimim keren tzadikim. But when the Yevanim were vanquished, they did tshuva. Shuv niskablu kulam b'tshuva lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. They came back. And it became not just the few, and it was originally the few, it was Rabin B'yad Ma'atim. But he says a fascinating thing. He says, Ma'atim? And you're making Hanukkah? Yeah, because everybody else joined those Ma'atim. The Yidden in Klal Yisrael said they were right. And that's Hoydah. Halal means to praise. Hoydah means to admit. And the Hoydah was not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were wrong, you were right. It's you, Hashem, were right. The Chashmonoim were right. We should have been with them. And now we are. V'lachein, l'shana acheres kav'um. The Gemara says that they did not establish Hanukkah that year. It was established l'shana acheres at a different time, the next year, or a year after that. Why not right away? It wasn't right away. Kishihaya Yeshua leklolus b'nei Yisrael. Only when it was Yeshua that was embraced by Klal Yisrael. Kibishasa Yeshua hayarak lahamuvchari. At the time of the Yeshua, it was Hanukkah accomplished by and for, celebrated by the few. But then, the many joined them realizing that they, the Mu'atim, were correct. So it's halal for everyone to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Hoidah on the part of many who joined the few. B'chein Yesh Chalukim, he says, B'rimiza, that's why you have the Ikr Mitzvah in Chanukah. Because there were those who were on only that level. And then you have Mahadrin. And then you have Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Because then there are Tzadikim. Chanukah reaches each of us in Klal Yisrael. There's light coming from those who are Pshutim and who are Pshutim today. And there's light of Mahadrin. And then there's light of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin of the Tzadikim. And then finally, one more remez, he says, where the Gemara says, Hador Ba'aliyah. Those who live on a second floor, if it's within Chaf Amos of the ground, they should light in that aliyah. B'chalein smuchol rishus harabim. At a window that shines out into the rabim. That's a remez that b'nei aliyah, the highest tzaddikim, that's all of us. We are the tzaddikim today. Because we're mekayim mitzvahs and we're learning Torah. We're the miyut. Not the rabbim, unfortunately, not yet. We have the light to a rabbim that's still dark. That's adorim ba'aliyah, those who live, who are proper and higher yidden, like us, have the light so the rabbim can see the Ner Chanukah, and by that light come back and join us, as he said before, so that the ma'atim, which is us, will soon be joined by the Rabbim of all of Klal Yisrael, sheyayir gam la'anoshim p'chusei ha'erech, so that the light of Chanukah lights up the way in life in Yirtz Hashem, for the masses of Yidden who are not yet shomer Torah mitzvahs, who are not yet in that fullest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the masses should become those who are mahalal and mishabeach, giving halal and haidah, that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true, Torah is true, and now we're joining the Ma'atim, so that we can all be one beautiful Rabbim. Mir Tzeshem.